You know fear? Did you never fear before? I thought you were afraid of me, the first time I saw you. You were afraid of Master Xynthis's truth spell. You said so.
Before I could always face it, I could still fight. And usually I wasn't afraid. Very.
And now you can't.
His voice expressed nothing she could take hold of, neither approval nor disapproval. That's right. As soon as I could get out of bed again afterwards, I tried. But my own armor frightened me. Weapons, noise, the look on their faces, all of it. It was some little time before I could walk well, and I was clumsy with things at first. The Marshal General had said that might happen. So when I picked up my sword and it felt strange, I wasn't upset. At first. But then... She shook her head, remembering her first attempt at arms practice. It was just drill, she said slowly. They knew I'd been hurt. They wouldn't have injured me. But I couldn't face them. When that blade came toward me, I froze. They told me later that I fainted. It didn't even touch me. The next day it was worse. I started shaking before I got into the practice ring. I couldn't even ride. You know how I loved horses. She looked up, and the Quokkan nodded. My own horse, the black I got here, I couldn't mount him. Could not. He sensed my fear and fretted, and all I could think of was the size of his feet. They all thought it would help, somehow, so they lifted me onto a gentle little palfrey. I sat there stiff and shaking, and as soon as she broke into a trot, I fell off.
And so you left them? Or did they throw you out?
Pox shook her head. No, they were generous. The Marshal General offered to have me stay there or train me to any trade I wished. But you know, sir, that Gerd is a fighter's saint. How can they understand? It's not right, and Gerdsmen know it, and the Duke... Her voice broke again.
Was he there?
Pox fought for control. Yes, he came when he... When they told him I... What they might do. He said he would take me then as a captain or whatever, but I... Knew. They were right. Something was wrong. It had to be done. I still think so. And he was there after. When we knew it had gone badly, he gave me...
That ring you left in the basin.
Pox nodded. The Quokkan sighed.
Your Duke is a remarkable man. He has no love for the Guardsmen in general, and the Marshal General in particular. He must think a lot of you.
Not now, said Pox miserably.
He gave you the ring afterwards, did he not? After he knew what had happened? Don't underestimate your Duke, Pox Anarion.
He stirred the fire again.
I saw him once long ago. I wondered then what sort of man he would be. I have heard of him, of course, in the years since, but only what anyone might hear, for the most part.
Why does he dislike the Guardsmen so? Asked Pox. The Quokkan shook his head.
That's not my story to tell. I have it only by hearsay and may have it wrong. Perhaps he will tell you some day.
I don't think so.
Because you think you'll never go back? Nonsense. In courtesy, you must see him again and ease his concern.
But
you must. Whether you draw sword for him again or not, Pox Anarion, you cannot leave him wondering whether you are alive or dead. Not tonight, no. Nor tomorrow. But you must go. And when you go, you will agree with me on that.
Pox said nothing. She could not imagine.